Yeah, this is what happens when Chris has too much time on his hands. That he goes into the show, he pulls all this stuff out. I'm thrilled. I'm absolutely thrilled that it went that way yesterday. I still have feelings, Al, but I'm thrilled that what I saw yesterday, what took place yesterday. What do you mean? What am I doing?
What are you doing?
What?
Don't. You know what you should do to start off the show?
What?
Out of respect to the listeners.
We were having fun. We were having a good time. And now you're bringing us down. It's Friday. Come on.
That you just completely ignored. It was actually a combination yesterday. I'm upset at you, and I'm upset at everybody that called in yesterday. They say, hey, Trav, that's a great point. You know what? Well, you're right. We should just play 152 games and then just mail it in after that. Let's just give up. Let's quit.
So the season's
over?
Let's
take what we've strived for all season long, that we've pushed for all season long, and let's just give up the last 9 games of the season. Let's just call it a day. Uh-huh. I don't want you to talk about Dodgers baseball until October 5th. You know what October 5th is?
The wild card game?
That's the wild card game. The NL wild card game. Dodgers should not come out of your mouth until October 5th, because according to you and some other people that wanted to praise you like it was the greatest thing they've ever heard,
Well, that's true.
Dodgers should quit starting yesterday all the way through. And I know you more than anybody else. Nobody's going to watch more Dodgers baseball than you. You were like a 14-year-old yesterday, giddy watching the game back and forth, seeing what the Giants and the Padres were doing at the same time. It was a crazy afternoon yesterday, and I'm actually, I'm more interested to hear your take today of if that last 24 hours kind of changed your mind. But that was pretty damn exciting yesterday.
So the Angels beat the Astros 3-2 last night.
Yep, no, great.
It was a big night for them. They're still knocking around 500.
Had the Royals do yesterday?
Yeah,
Where are the A's at in the standings?
There's a whole bunch of stuff, and quite honestly. Yeah. I was right. Still am.
Here we go again. This is unbelievable.
Still am.
I want to hear the pitch. Go ahead. Give me the
they're
pitch.
Still
because
behind.
Yesterday you bamboozled all of our listeners.
I didn't bamboozle anybody.
You know
I
why?
Convinced. You know, I sold.
Yeah, you sold. You sold them a bag of you know what, okay? Because at the end of the day, you kind of were making a pretty decent argument. Like, you even had me, which was, no, play this thing out. At least play through Sunday. See if you're 3-4 back by Sunday, and then you can call it a day because you know that this is out of the mix. Dodgers obviously weren't playing yesterday. They weren't playing your strategy from yesterday. End up coming back and winning the game.
I don't know if that they won the game, and that's great. They're one back. The Giants lost. That's great. One back with 9 to go, and for really the first time in seemingly a while.
Don't say Dodgers anymore. Say something else in place of the Dodgers until October 5th.
The Los Angeles Baseball Club?
Yes.
Do you like that better?
The Los Angeles Baseball Team.
All right. So the Los Angeles Baseball Team, for the first time, has an advantage over the Giants in the schedule. Look, we're going to get to this. I'm going to give you a little sneak preview. I haven't changed my tune at all. Not even one little bit. I am exactly
what
where I was
shocker.
Yesterday.
What a surprise.
I am absolutely where I was. But here's the good news. Here's good news for your process. Mm-hmm. The Dodgers are in Arizona. Arizona's just dreadful.
You got to sweep. There's no conversation. This has to be a sweep. Yep.
Tony Gonsolin needs to pitch really well today if your plan is going to come together. They have an advantage there. The Rockies are hosting the Giants. We just saw how weird that goofy-ass ballpark can be.
What a weird freaking three-game set. Yeah, 2 wins for the Dodgers. Both of them had to go in the 10th.
Yeah.
You could have lost 2 or 3 so easy.
Very easily. You could have lost 3 of 3 because you got clobbered in one of the games, right? You lost, what was it, 10-5, I think,
10-5.
Is what it was? That you could have gotten swept, but you didn't. You didn't. So, could have, would have, should have, whatever. Put that aside. You won 2 of 3. You're a game back with 9 to go. And now San Francisco has to go into a ballpark where literally anything can happen. Mm-hmm. Literally anything can happen. So in your theory of let's play this through to the end of Sunday, there is, I don't know if I'd say a great chance, but certainly a chance, maybe even a good chance, that they could be tied or even up. Look, like you said, Al, the Dodgers need to sweep this series in Arizona. Maybe Colorado does us a favor and gives them a couple of wins and the Giants are now a game back going into Monday. But now you're coming into the final six games of the season. You're going to have Buehler make a start on Tuesday, which, by the way, sets him up for a start on the last day of the season in Sunday. Mm-hmm. If those two starts look like the other four starts that he's had in the month of September,
yep,
we're exactly where we were. This thing turns, not yesterday, as exciting as yesterday was. And like you said, I don't know if I've ever sent you more texts in a short period of time than I did yesterday with, are you seeing this? Are you seeing this? Are you seeing this?
I thought I was going to get pulled over 19 times driving around yesterday. And I'm like, hey, Trav, the game's on radio as well. Like, I can listen to it. But you were giddy, you were excited, and you kept going back to the Padres-Giants as well.
Well, and that's what was so remarkable about it. And let me finish the thought on Buehler, that this turns on Buehler. If they come in Tuesday and it's tied, or they're up one or still down one, whatever, however the math shakes out, and your plan is still viable, one back with now six to play, even with six to play, one up with six to play, and he gets smacked again, now what? And now all of a sudden we're in the same weird spot. Look, I said this yesterday, and I said that I would have made the decision to kind of, hey, let's just start setting this thing up for Max Scherzer in the wild card. Let's set this thing up so we can win that game, fingers crossed, go into the division series with Buehler as healthy as possible, Urias as healthy as possible, and let's take our chances through that road. I said it, and I still mean it, and I believe it. The best case scenario is you implement that strategy and you win the division anyway. And that's kind of what it felt like yesterday, because Scherzer gets knocked around a little bit. Now we have Urias is off of his game. Buehler is way off of his game. Scherzer yesterday out to me just feels like a Coors Field day. That's just one, you can almost flush it down the toilet and not even consider it, right?
I think, you know, the problem with Buehler, you want to say, oh, well, that was the same problem with Buehler's. What he's done in September wasn't just in Coors Field. I mean,
right.
Scherzer gave up as many runs yesterday as he did in his nine starts with the Dodgers so far, as in five runs yesterday, five runs in his nine starts that he's given. So it was, I think, much more the Scherzer portion of you're at Coors Field. Didn't you say coming into the game he had won a game or something along those lines?
He made five starts in Coors Field prior to yesterday and had won zero of them. Now he's made six starts in Coors Field. And while the Dodgers won the game, he's 0-6 in attempts to win a game there.
To answer your question, he's the one you're least worried about.
Yeah.
So if you have some concern about Julio, you have some concern about Buehler because of the last few starts, or fatigue or whatever the case is, I think Scherzer, based off yesterday, is the least you're worried about.
Travis Lee is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear hotline, and his people have already started to do, both for Ask Slee and to call me an idiot all day yesterday afternoon and into early this morning. You could be a part of Travis and Slee Nation.
Wait.
On the Dr. Pepper call-in line, the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed, ESPN Nation is presented by Dr. Pepper. College football is back, so are the fans. Return to glory with Fansville by Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve.
This is what hurt you yesterday. The concept of what you had in mind, I get the concept. I mean, what you're saying is, big picture, you're trying to win a World Series. That the division, you cannot chase the division in place of hurting yourself in the postseason. So that concept is, I understand exactly what you're saying. The problem I was having, and, you know, this is the part where I feel like you bamboozled all of us, all right? You told me that it was a real diamond. You know, I've brought up this reference before of Donnie Brasco. You were Al Pacino. I was Johnny Depp. Al Pacino comes in. I'm trying to tell you that this is it's a Fugazi, and you keep going back and saying it's not a Fugazi, and you're kind of shoving it down my throat. So this is the – I don't know why, but Donnie Brasco will become the only movie reference I make.
You're heavy
forward.
Into the mob movie references. Goodfellas, Donnie Brasco, Godfather, all of them.
Well, Funches is going to be very heavy into those references coming Monday after he watches The Godfather. Okay. So I get the concept that you had in mind. The problem is, Trav, this is the part that you missed. You kept saying kind of, hey, forget the division. Who cares about the division? The point I was trying to make is I get the ultimate goal that you're trying to get to and what you're trying to set up. You're two back, 10 left. And I know the case that you were making, well, anything can change, blah, blah. In 24 hours, what happened was the Dodgers obviously came back. They were down to two strikes. Nobody was even on base. You're down 5-4. By the way, the previous inning, you scored another run to make it a one-run game.
AJ
Mookie
Pollock.
Hits. Mookie yep. hits. Seager does his job. Trey Turner does what he does, as you continue to remind us anytime you mention Scherzer in the trade deadline deal, you better mention Trey Turner, and you were doing that months ago when it happened or whatever the case mm-hmm. is. All these guys came through. Muncy hit a much-needed home run. Something happened yesterday that could ignite them over the next few games, because you and I probably both agree with this. You lose yesterday. You don't come back against the Rockies. It's all about – it's basically done, and especially at one point it looked like the Giants were going to beat the Padres. They're a game back. As big and as important it is for them to be ready for the postseason, I think there's just as much value as winning the division as well and letting San Francisco battle everything else out. You just didn't make that point enough yesterday. It almost sounded like, no, forget the division, in the sense, who cares if they lose the rest of these games? That part I disagreed with.
Yeah, no, I hear you. And look, if you get the division, that's fine. I still feel the same way. I want to be at the best, for the LA Baseball Club to be at their best, as you go into October and you go into the wild card game, or potentially the first
game. Well, stop rooting for them, then stop texting me during the game yesterday.
So what I'm getting at, and I still believe this, I know that some people that just
they play the thing out to the end of the night.
I'm not looking for the Dodgers to win 10 divisions in a row, or nine, whatever. I think it's nine divisions in a row. That'd be cool. If they get it, great, thumbs up, way to go, awesome. What I want to see is for the LA Baseball Club to win the World Series again, and I still believe, Al, that their best chance to do that mm-hmm. is to have Walker Buehler sharp, is to have Julio Urias sharp.
How many starts do you need? How many starts sharp. Do you take off? How many starts do you need? Like, just as an example, so let's say the Dodgers take all three against Arizona, Giants drop one in Colorado, they take two or three, right? That's mm-hmm. just exactly what happened to the Dodgers. So yep. let's say they come into Tuesday tied. It's both teams have the exact same record, and you're going into Tuesday's game. Can you rest Buehler? Can you start Buehler? This is me asking somebody that has claimed, and you continue to emphasize, this is a fatigue thing. Buehler's tired, that his stuff doesn't have the kick because he's already over the innings. You know, we want to play that game, and I know Julio is much different. That's almost 100 innings over. Mm-hmm. Can you start Buehler? Or you know, this upcoming Tuesday, if you're tied, just using that as an example, or he has to sit. Like, can he miss one start and you think come back fresh for the playoffs?
Well, sure, you can, but I would argue that more rest is better than a little bit of rest. I would argue that him getting a full – so basically we're down to – what are we talking? We're talking 9+ – we're talking 10 days, right? We're talking 10 days from now till the end of the regular season. A week from Sunday is the last game of the regular season. I'd rather him get those 10 days to freshen up, to maybe throw a couple of light bullpens, to not have to go out and fire real major league bullets in a situation so we can try to make that run to the World Series, as opposed to, hey, let's maybe burn a little more gas out of that tank. Maybe he gets beat again. Maybe he doesn't. Maybe you win anyway. But maybe it's one of those games where instead of winning, you know, does a Walker Buehler game where he pitches 7 innings, strikes out 9-10 guys, gives up 1 run. It's another 5-inning performance with 3 or 4 runs. He walks a couple of guys. He's not able to kind of just be himself. Well, now we've used more of the gas in that tank and had less time to refill it. The theory that I had yesterday, while look, I'm well aware of how bad the timing of yesterday was, and as much as I was enjoying it, I was fully aware of, this is going to look like you-know-what. I get it. It hasn't really changed my mind.
Yeah.
I would love for them to win the division, but I don't want them to try to win the division at the expense of using the tank out of those two pitchers' fuel. And quite frankly, last night, Kenley Jansen, high-leverage innings. Blake Treinen, high-leverage innings. The entire bullpen had high-leverage innings last night.
You know what you are. You're the – I just saw an ad that the car for sale was $29,000, and when I got to the dealership, you said, you know what, this car is actually no longer available. We only have this car for $35,000. That's what you did to everybody yesterday.
No,
you bamboozled everybody yesterday. You got everyone
beat and switch anybody.
Yes,
I'm not selling you the $34,000 car.
Listen,
I still want the $29,000 car.
Yeah,
I just want it with a full tank of gas.
You just randomly, they're no longer available on the lot. That's what happened yesterday, okay?
No.
That's what today is. That's what today is. Today is we got sold. You pitched us this presentation, and I just bought a timeshare. And all these listeners bought a timeshare.
By the way,
the next day that we found out.
It's only available in the second week of April. That's it. That's the only time that you've bought. There no summer, no holidays, no nothing. You only get your timeshare. And by the way, there's a cleaning fee associated with it, whether you use it or not. So that's the way that that's going to go.
Play out the damn division. Win this division.
So did it change your mind? The listeners, 877-710-ESPN. Let us know. If you were on my side yesterday, are you on the other side, or are you paying attention? And you're still in the same lane. We'll get into that. Plus, we haven't mentioned somebody that deserves a ton of credit for where this team is, why they are here at the end of the line all over again. It's Travis Lee at 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
That's a Fugazi. How do you know it's a Fugazi? You looked at it for 2 seconds.
What? It's a fake.
Oh, man. I feel bad for the listeners. That's what I feel bad about.
Why?
I feel bad
we
for the listeners.
Give them a quality product every day. Why do you,
you had a pitch and a presentation yesterday to invest in your company. Everybody invested.
And then, no, not everybody.
Listen. 8 hours later, you were texting me as if
we're out of business.
The Dodgers just won the World Series.
No,
they just won the World Series.
that's I was excited. Look, we talked about this. Was it Monday? Maybe we talked about it earlier in the week. Mm-hmm. That this is because, and I hate the fact that the Dodgers or even the Giants really have to play in that one game wild card playoff. I would love to see them play in the NLCS. I'd love to see this thing be, you know, reseeded based on most wins. All
right, you mean
things.
Like common sense? Yes, yeah. Correct.
Yeah, no,
yes.
we agree on that one.
Mm-hmm.
The part though that I was just giddy about yesterday, I really was, and I don't remember the last time I felt like the way I felt. During the regular season of baseball, it was uncanny, Al, that the Dodgers went. They were down to their last strike. Mookie gets a hit. All right, it's two outs, one on. Yeah, okay, mm-hmm. Whatever. But it's Coors Field. You never know. Corey Seager gets a hit off of the pitcher's leg. Okay, that ball is probably a ground out to the shortstop. He probably, because it's kind of going up the middle, he probably picks it up and steps on second base and the game is over. Only that's not what happened. It mm-hmm. ricochets off his leg into the hole vacated by the shortstop. Safe. Here comes Trey Turner, who is absolutely unconscious. He's going to win the National League batting title, all of these things. And he gets a ground ball base hit to tie the game. Mookie's hauling butt around third base. The game's tied. Literally, as that is happening, the Padres hit back-to-back home runs. they within seconds of each other,
and if you watch SportsCenter yesterday, they're actually putting the time on there.
Yeah.
Like, this is happening, and it's not 13 minutes later. No, it's literally at the exact same time. And if you want to go further back, you know, there's a point where the Dodgers are down 5-3. There's a point where Giants hit a 3-run homer and go up 6-5. I mean, or I think 5-4 or something along those lines. So you had all this, you know, playing each other back and forth. And like I said, every single time until October 5th, you call them the Los Angeles baseball team of Los Angeles.
The Los Angeles baseball club yesterday had we left out a part. They had a 3-0 lead with Max Scherzer on the mound.
That's right.
You sneeze and mm-hmm. wait. What? It's 5-3 Rockies. What the heck just happened?
By the way, that's the same. That's literally the same thing with Bueller. Bueller had a 3-run lead,
yes.
And next thing you sneeze, it was 5-3 Rockies.
And you're thinking, oh my gosh, really? This is going to happen? Mm-hmm. And then they chip away. They chip away. We haven't even mentioned Max Muncy hits just a titanic home run to center field to win the game 7-5. The Giants have runners in scoring position in the 10th inning. They're getting ready to do what the Dodgers just did to the Rockies, only somehow, some way, the Padres get out of it with no runs. Mm-hmm. Look, the Padre pitching has been dreadful since the All-Star break. Just dreadful. And all of a sudden, they get out of it. And then they put together a run. The guy diving play at second base, he tries to throw it. Just all of these things happening at the exact same time. It felt like playoff baseball, only we still have 10 days to go.
So all these things can happen. All these things, you could be as excited as you were yesterday. I will not change my tune. And it is, you know, we did this, like you mentioned, a week ago. It is such BS that these two teams are fighting to avoid a one-game playoff. That's a predicament we're in. I will not change on that no matter what happens. It's ridiculous that a team like the Brewers are kicking back and relaxing. Other teams are kicking back, relaxing. But ultimately, for just what we're doing, yes, it makes the conversation interesting in September. It just shouldn't be this way.
All right, it's time for some Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. Tony Gonsolin will never have a bigger start than he has tonight,
about that?
Arguably. Mm-hmm. That you've got a guy that's pitched in the World Series, by the way. And I'm fully aware that he pitched in the World Series, the NLCS. Didn't pitch great, but when you pitch in the NLCS, you're facing the Atlanta Braves. They're a really good team. When you pitch in the World Series against Tampa, they're in the World Series. They're a really good team. You're pitching against – there's arguably more pressure here, Al, because this is literally – you need to throw five or six innings of shutout or one-run baseball.
Yeah.
That anything less than that is putting your team kind of in a wonky spot. There's some real pressure on Gonsolin today.
Yeah, what do you care? What do you care? I'm just trying to figure out why you care. Why would you care?
Look, what time is it right now?
You're not trying to win the division. You're not trying to win the division. You want to take a squad that's done everything right all season long, and you just want to throw in the towel.
I've already moved on to Wednesday, or to Tuesday, I should say, right? I've already moved on to Tuesday with Walker Buehler.
You're previewing.
And waiting to see what happens next.
If you were in the clubhouse today, that's the only thing you would ask Dave Roberts. Hey, Dave, I know there's a three-game set coming up against Arizona. Buehler pitching on Tuesday or no? I got a show with Slee. It's coming up, and I just want to make sure I got a couple points that I can make on this.
That's wrong, because the first thing I would ask him is, how much better is Matt Stafford than Jared Goff? That's the first thing I would ask him before I move to the next one. All right, I'm going to take my medicine. Let's go to the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Let's start in Los Angeles with Raymond. Raymond, you're on with Travis and Slee. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, Travis Sliwa?
Hey.
Love the show. I just wanted to say I agree with Travis because obviously we're trying to win the division, but with the Dodgers, look at when the Warriors had their 73-win season. I mean, at the end, they lost because they were injured. Steph Curry wasn't 100%. So, I mean, I get it, you want to win, but I'd rather just rest our players, and that way, you know what I mean? We can go get the ultimate goal of the championship.
Big difference. By the way, appreciate you calling in. Thanks for listening to the show. Trav, I get what the comp he's trying to make here. Oh, big difference.
What's the difference? I don't think the
Golden State Warriors
in the groin.
The Golden State Warriors were chasing the Chicago Bulls all-time record. There was no benefit to that specific season. Listen, we're going to talk about, they could have the most wins in NBA history, and that's what they were chasing.
Well, they do have the most wins in NBA history.
But it won't matter or count because they didn't win the championship.
Yeah, so that's fair.
They were chasing something that wasn't important to that specific season. It wasn't going to benefit them for that specific season. When the Patriots were trying to go undefeated, which was all great. They go undefeated, but then they lost in the Super Bowl. Nobody's going to remember that season. The Dodgers are chasing something tangible. The Dodgers are chasing something that can be beneficial
to
them.
It's a strategic advantage. Yeah,
exactly. It could be beneficial to them. So that's the only thing that's different. And I just think the fact that you're targeting now callers, you're texting people to call in to still continue to support you is unbelievable to me.
Did I not tell you that Ray is my cousin?
It's his wedding tonight.
Exactly. Look, this is kind of an aside, and we'll come back to the calls here in just 1 second. And I get it. You're right. The Warriors didn't win a championship, and their 73 games means less, far, far, far less, because they didn't close the show. I love that the New England Patriots went 18-0 but lost in the Super Bowl. I love that they went for it. Everybody wins a championship every year, and I get the Patriots aren't my team and the Warriors aren't my team, so maybe I'd have a bad perspective on this. I love chasing immortality. I love it. So somebody wins the title every year, right?
Yep.
This year, there will be a World Series title. Somebody's going to win the Stanley Cup. Somebody's going to win the Super Bowl. Somebody's going to win the NBA championship. but very rarely do you get a chance to do something that no one has ever done before. I love that both of those teams went over. It blew up, didn't happen, didn't work, but
I'm with you on that.
I will never, ever bang on those guys for trying that. I love that they tried it.
I'm with you on that. The problem is if, you know, you look like an idiot if you don't get it done, and they both look like idiots along the way. But I'm with you. I would do the same thing.
I think I've established this fairly clearly. I'm very comfortable looking like an idiot every once in a while.
That's why you're the man. That's why you're the man.
I think
you're
that
completely comfortable.
I've got my cred when it comes to, hey, you look like an idiot. Yep, I did. Like yesterday, for instance. Like this morning for today.
Okay, can I want to throw one other thing.
Yeah.
So doesn't it kind of feel like, too, this might be the last test for the Giants? Okay, so let me kind of explain here. How many different times so far this regular season did the Dodgers really, really put on that threat against the San Francisco Giants? They even took the division lead at one point, and every single time it feels like the Giants back are up against the wall, the Giants find a way to get out of it. So I'm also curious how the Giants respond to this. It's not like the Giants are playing bad baseball. They're not. They lost one freaking game, but it was the way they lost. It was the way the Dodgers came back. It's the fact that it's one game now where they got to go into this weird ballpark that the Dodgers were just in, and anything could happen on any given night. I have a curiosity, too, from a Giants perspective. Trav, they've been in this spot before, in this situation, and every single time we've kind of tipped our cap and said, damn, they found another way to get out of it. If they do it one more time, they obviously end up winning the division, which I feel is it's more critical to them than it is to the Dodgers, because I still think the Dodgers can get out of it.
I think the Dodgers can win the World Series out of the wild card. I think that the Giants can win the World Series out of the wild card. I think the Dodgers are a better team than the Giants, despite the fact that the Giants have the lead. But I like what you said right there. This weekend, Dodgers in Arizona, who are, let me say it again, they're terrible, right? The Giants are in Colorado. Colorado's been playing really good baseball, and they competed like crazy against the Dodgers the last couple of days. So the advantage swings to the Dodgers for the next 3 days. That's the last time that's true. The Giants will go home to San Francisco. They'll play Arizona, who we just talked about, and they're playing the San Diego Padres, who I know beat them yesterday, but their season's over. They're six back with six to play or nine to play. It's for all intents and purposes, they're cooked. It's done. They're in a really good spot. Now, the Dodgers have the Padres, too. They've got the Milwaukee Brewers. But they almost have to be ahead at the end of this weekend for me to feel good about their chances. And I still don't want to see Walker Buehler pitch. I really don't. I want him to rest. I want him to throw some bullpens. I want him to get back to the guy that he was. Because without him, that idea that the Dodgers are a lot better than the Giants, I think that they're still better, but I don't know if they're a lot better in that situation.
Any scenario play out this weekend that will make you think, you know what, let's use Buehler for one more start before we let him rest on the last one? Any scenario play out that way?
No, I mean,
up a game?
Guess, look. Here's a scenario that works against my theory, but it works really well for the Los Angeles Baseball Club. If they're ahead, right, let's say they're a game ahead going into Tuesday, where they're coming in with Walker Buehler going in game one, right? And he goes out there and he looks like himself. That's great news. That's great news. Then you just say, okay, I don't know what that was, but it's gone, and you keep it moving. That's the that's the win, where the scenario is, okay, he looked really good. We're going to pitch him again on Sunday. Keep in mind, Dave Roberts said this yesterday. Max Scherzer is either pitching game 163 or the wild card. He's not going to shuffle that rotation. That's what he said. He can change his mind, of course, but he's not planning on changing his mind right now. I think that tells you where he's thinking about over the course of the last nine games.
Well, part of me also thinks, you know, based upon your strategy, maybe you just rest Buehler to get him ready for next season. That could be part of your strategy as well, is that you just actually just stop playing for the rest of this year. You know what? Start focusing on 2022.
Hey, look, the Cactus League is important.
Play the Fugazi. I need more Fugazi.
Don't do it. Don't do it, Fudge. Don't do it, Fudge. All right.
Is it Fugazi? How do you know it's a Fugazi?
Now I know what side.
You looked at it for 2 seconds.
That's it. You don't get the dinner in Vegas, Fudge. You're out. You don't get the
It was a fake. Your presentation yesterday was a fake.
All right, the Rams need to pick up the phone and make a call that they probably do not want to make. I'll tell you what the call is next. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So you know the baby on the cover of that album, right, Al?
Yeah.
Nirvana, Nevermind. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's 30. Right? That's how old this record
is. That's
30
very,
years ago.
Very weird to have you put it that way. That like puts it in perspective. That baby on that cover is now a 30-year-old individual walking around, probably grabbing a Starbucks.
He could very easily have kids much older than that baby on that album cover. Probably does, right? That's just the way that those things were. Just a long,
so 30
long
years
ago
today, this album, right? Right, Font, you said this album 30
yeah,
years ago today?
Never mind.
This was
a
few
a great
parties
song, by
when
the way.
I was a freshman at UC Santa Barbara back in I guess I was a sophomore at this point.
I can only imagine. You had it on repeat.
It was CDs were still kind of sort of new. It was pretty exciting to get that CD along the way. Don't forget that coming up on Monday, we've got another $1 Million Monday. 710 ESPN is the only station giving you a chance to win $1 million. Listen all day on Monday to play $1 Million Mondays. And if you are the winner on Monday, you're going to win tickets to the Cardinals-Rams game. That will be for the upcoming Sunday at SoFi Stadium. And, of course, you got a chance to win $1 million as well. You're going to want to pick your Super Bowl matchup and the final score of the Super Bowl game as well, and you could have $1 million, Al.
So let me get this right. You get to see the Rams and the Cardinals a week from this Sunday at SoFi?
Yep.
Wait a minute. Why do you say, am I still doing this?
Because you skipped over the $1 million
part. There was a dude this weekend or this past week that is going to SoFi Stadium this Sunday to see Tom Brady – versus Matt Stafford and the Rams, and it's the first time Tom Brady's ever played in L.A., by the way.
That's amazing. Speaking of 30 years and time going by, how in the 20 years that Tom Brady's been in the league has he never come through L.A.?
348 games in his career. This is the first time in L.A.
That's hard to imagine. Travis Lee is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. All right, so that game, Tom Brady and the Bucs at SoFi against the Rams. The Rams, nothing official, but it doesn't look like Daryl Henderson's going to play. He's got that rib injury again. This is the third time in 3 years for Daryl Henderson where he's gotten hurt relatively early in the season and gone down. I know I mentioned this during when Cam Akers got injured
right before
training camp started.
Mm-hmm.
They need to call Todd Gurley. I still don't know what happened. I still don't know if anybody's to blame. I don't know if Todd Gurley's to blame. I don't know if somebody in the Rams organization is to blame. And quite frankly, I don't really care whose fault it was. Maybe it's both. Maybe it's nobody. I don't know.
Do you know how old he is?
20-something? 28 or 9?
27. Yeah.
27 years old. Okay? Todd Gurley scored 9 touchdowns last year.
Mm-hmm.
Todd Gurley would not have to be coached up in a typical, like, for instance, when Sony Michel comes over from the Patriots to the Rams, you can tell they're still a little reluctant to put him in certain situations because he does not have a full handle of what it is they're doing on the offense. And that's to be expected. He's relatively new, right? There's none of that with Todd Gurley. I get it. There clearly were hard feelings. Clearly. I don't know why, but they got off to some weird deal where they stopped using him. He got his feelings going in a certain direction, and it ended with them basically saying, you can leave, and we'll pay you. Just leave. Get over it. Bring him back in. I'm not saying you got to become best friends again. It's in everybody's best interest. It's in the Rams' best interest. It's in Todd Gurley's best interest, who's watching football games the way I am from home.
Yeah, yeah.
What am I missing, Al? What's the downside to this? And if it doesn't work, cut him. Who cares?
Yeah. I don't think it's going to happen because part of me thinks it would have – I don't want to say it would have already happened, but there are some rumors that the Niners are looking at him, the Ravens were looking at him. I just don't think he comes back. I just have this feeling of if he was going to come back, you'd have kind of already figured out. You'd hear more rumors about it. It is kind of crazy. A dude's only 27 years old and cannot find himself a spot on an NFL team. Now, maybe there's a different story aside that. I get what you're saying, too, about – put the egos aside. I don't know if this is all ego-driven. It sounds like it probably is. They can both use each other. They could both help each other. But, Trav, do you think he's coming back?
Do I think so? No.
Yeah.
Do I want him to?
I'm with you.
Yes.
But I don't think he's coming back.
We've seen an example of this in the fairly recent history that worked out really well. Dwight Howard left L.A. under weird circumstances the first time. I'm not talking about after the championship. I'm talking about after the run with Kobe and those guys.
Yeah, yeah.
It was bad, right? Dwight was immature. Dwight was a guy that was self-centered and selfish and all the things that we associated with Dwight that first time through. He seemed to get humbled by the experience of nearly being out of the league. Mm-hmm. He seemed to come back with a different attitude. He seemed to come back with a different perspective on what it is I need to do to make this team win, to be an effective part of this team, to be a valuable member of this team. There's a lot of connective tissue there. Is it perfect? No, but what's the risk other than maybe somebody has to say, hey, you know what, maybe I blew that a little bit. Let's try it again. Okay, fine. Let's keep it moving.
Well, there's some similarities, too, in the sense that, you know, when Dwight was originally with the Lakers, there was – hey, no, you've got to be one of the best players on this team. You're dependent on every single night. And then when he came back to the Lakers, it was, you're just a role player. 15 minutes, can we get 15, 20 out of you a game? Come in off the bench, do your thing, and then just go back and sit on the bench. And there's going to be many games where you're not even a part of the mix towards the end. You could say that, you know, obviously the way Gurley was depended on earlier in his career to where he'd be depended on now, you're basically trying to just fill a hole because of injury.
Okay, get ready to yell at me. You ready? You know it's coming, right?
What?
With this quarterback, I think that Todd Gurley has a chance to be even better than he was with the other quarterback. Mm-hmm. Because when the Rams were at their very best, it's when Gurley was at his best, right? When Gurley was having that MVP season, it was opening things up for Jared Goff to look like a really good NFL quarterback. And it's when the rest of the league said, okay, we're going to stop Todd Gurley first. We're going to make Todd Gurley a non-factor, and now Jared Goff has to do it. They weren't able to really look the same. I'd really like to see somebody try to stop that running game first and what the Rams' passing game might look like if it's predicated to stop the run. Because you look at what the Rams have done so far, they move the ball right up and down the field. Every one of their touchdown drives has been over 70 yards. As weird as that sounds, they've scored 5 touchdowns this year. All of them have come over 70 yards. If they had a guy that they were keen on, as good as Daryl Henderson has been and Sony Michel in spare, you know, little spot work here and there, it's not a guy that you have to really pay super close and attention to. What if you did? What if you did have a guy like that? What would that look like?
Can you do me a favor? Between now and by the time you come back to the show on Monday, just jot down. Just have a little pen, a pad of paper. Every time you think of Jared Goff over the weekend, over the next 72 hours, just a little check mark, right? There's one right there. You get to 5, you know, obviously cross it out. I'm just curious to know how many times Jared Goff comes to your mind over the course of a football weekend.
I'm going to need multiple pens. I only have one. I'll have to go to Staples and picked up some pens along the way. All right. No better way to get your weekend started than a little Ask Slee. That's coming up next. Travis Slee, 710 ESPN. All right, Al, here we go. Number one, I love this Twitter handle. This is from @1of10 Charger fan. That's pretty funny, Brian. Well done. Al has a cart full at the checkout line. The person behind him has 2 items. Mm. Does Alan let them go in front, or does he make them wait?
Get in here. You got to let him in. Here's the thing. I don't know, Trav, you probably have plenty of experience at Costco. Sometimes you just got to jump in real quick, grab an item or two, right? I know it doesn't happen often. That's not how it's supposed to be. But I've been in those predicaments before. People have been nice enough to say, hey, why don't you go in front of me? There is definitely a vibe. If somebody doesn't let you through, it's kind of like, are you serious? You got 94
aggressive
items in your cart, right?
Yeah, you're a bad guy.
Even the bottom of your cart, you stocked up on sparkling water, and everything else is down there, too. There's paper. Just let me go through. Let the man or woman through.
So, very quickly, when I was living in Houston, I'm at Costco, like you're talking about, and I had 2 things, right? I had a bottle of wine and a bouquet of roses. It was my anniversary, and I was getting some things. And this nice older guy in front of me, he's probably in his 80s. He was old. He looks at me, and he says, you looking to get out of trouble or get into some? I've never At 80 years old, it was wonderfully charming and gross at exactly
like
the same time.
It was
fantastic. So whenever I think of Costco lines, that's what I think of. All right, here we go. This is from your favorite Five Head. Slee is coaching a Little League team who's having a perfect game thrown against them. Mm. At what point does Slee call for the drag bunt infield single to ruin the 12-year-old's dreams?
We going 7 innings here? Is it a 7 inning game?
6. Little League is 6.
Oh, Little League 6?
Yeah.
Third inning. We're starting. We're going all in. Third inning. I got guys laying bunts. I might hit the pitcher. I might hit the pitcher when he's due at the plate. This is... I'm not trying to get on the headlines for the wrong reason. We're drag bunting in the third.
That's you'd be a good Little League coach. I like your style. John writes, Trav, how many drinks do you plan on having at the wedding tomorrow?
Ooh.
And I should say that's to you, Al. And then it says, no way Trav has less than 10, right? Hashtag Ask Slee. How much damage are you going to do at your wedding tonight, Al?
So I'm going to a wedding tomorrow, first cousin. You're going to a wedding tonight, your first cousin.
Yep.
You know, I'm going to say this. The mentality going in tomorrow, I'm all in tomorrow. So I don't know what that means. I really don't. But I'm not driving. I got nothing to worry about. I got all day Sunday to recuperate. Okay, what's the worst that can happen? I'm hungover watching football games.
It's like not the end of the world.
It's a great setup. Here's the only issue I have. So at some point on Sunday, I got to drive back up to Los Angeles. That's not exactly a appealing drive when you're not feeling good. I already know this. It's going to be dark liquor, and there's probably going to be a lot of it, and we'll take it from there.
I'm going to make you feel a little better about that drive, which you're right. Hungover on a long drive is no bueno.
That's not good.
You know what's worse? That exact same drive with two kids in the backseat. Just letting you know, it could always be a little bit worse. With the idea of the wedding in mind, here's the next one. This is from Max Power. Let's say the dance floor at Slee's wedding is dead. Slee needs to save the day.
Yep.
While slipping the DJ $3,
sure.
What song do you request to get things going?
First of all, if I slipped the DJ $3, he'd look at me and say, go sit your you-know-what down, all right? Just wait till dinner's over, and then we'll go from there. If I got to get the dance floor going, by the way, that's not a good sign for the entire wedding and everybody there if they're depending on me to get this thing going. What would I put on? Funches, help me out here. What do we think? We put throwing a little Jay-Z on? Can we do a couple good tracks from Jay-Z that's going to get everybody up?
Yeah, some Yeezy maybe, some Drake. Drake
can
we throw on the dance floor.
Trav might want Sade. You know, we got to get that.
honestly, and this is a totally cheesy, uber white answer, but you know what everybody gets fired up for? Those stupid, like, don't. YMCA songs. You got to go with something cheesy and lame, but everybody knows it.
The chicken dance?
One line dance. It's got to be a line dance where it requires
like
everybody to come on, and then everyone has their own thing. So, like, the cha-cha slide.
Let me tell both of you, both Trav and Emily, you do that at this Middle Eastern wedding this upcoming weekend, nobody's getting up. Okay, not a soul is getting up.
Maybe this is ethnic specific. Maybe we need to, you know, for different weddings, we're going in different ways.
I'm just waiting to see my 65-year-old uncle get up because YMCA came on.
Try
that ain't happening.
Do it. Do it. I think it's a good idea. Now I'm more convinced than ever that it's a good idea. Here's another one, Al. Hashtag Ask Slee. This is from JoJo Jr. Shabadoo, who's, by the way, become a very effective regular on Ask Slee.
Okay.
This is a great question. I honestly am anxious to hear your answer here.
Okay.
Is it I'm a Lakers fan or I'm a Laker fan?
I'm a Laker fan.
You're a Laker fan. It's not I'm a Lakers fan.
Yeah, I'm a Laker fan.
No S.
No S.
Why not? The
I
team
don't know.
Is
how
Lakers.
I say it. Now it is Lakers talk.
Right. Right.
Lakers talk.
This has always bothered me. I don't know the answer to this. Is it?
No, because hey, I always say, I'm going to give you an example. During the show, I'll say, all right, Laker fans, call in now, 877. So, yeah, there's no S.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think as when you say, look, I'm a Los Angeles Baseball Club fan, I leave the S off.
Yep.
I don't throw the S in there when we're doing that. That's one's always
by the way, for it. Those who don't know, Trav is not allowed to say Dodgers until the wild card game.
Well, we'll see about that. I may break the embargo before too long. Drew writes, does Al think a, quote, piece is missing when he's assembling furniture? That's fantastic.
Before I even open the box, I'm already thinking in my mind – where's the manufacturer's number? Okay, I already have to call him. Let me just put that in my phone right out the gate, because not only are pieces missing, the directions weren't done properly. I need a couple more languages in here. I'm awful. Awful at any of that stuff. Like, I literally have issues. Part of it is no patience. The other part of it is I can't sit on my knees for more than a minute before my legs are about to break off. So I'm not good at those. Not good at those.
Okay. I've mentioned one of the two things that
people squat for like 30 minutes putting these things together. I'm like, my thighs are about to come off.
Let me say it like this. I have an incredible amount of respect and admiration for people that can build things. I really truly do, because I'm hopeless at it. There are exactly two fights that my wife and I have on a regular basis. Two.
Sure.
One is about the stuff that she refuses to throw away, and I've used it as an example before.
24 sombreros.
Multiple bins of sombreros in my house.
Sure.
Not like two sombreros. Bins full of them. Two.
24.
Okay. About twice a year we have an argument about why that exists. Okay. I lose every time. They're still there. The last argument is when she asks me to put something together. It could have two parts and one screw, and she'll say to me, hey, can you put this? And I'm like, Susan, really? We're going to have this fight again today? Mm-hmm. I can't do it. Mm-hmm. Stop asking me to do things that you know I can't do. This is insane. Why are you asking me to build something when I know I can't do it? So, yes, a piece is missing.
Why don't you tell her next time she asks it, say, what, you also want me to start my own construction company? Want me to go out there and get an LLC, start building a home on the side of this home? What are we looking to do here? Really, all she's asking for you is just put together a bookshelf.
I've been sneaking out of the house late at night and taking carpentry lessons. Let me get right on that. Today is the day I know how to fix something. Astley is brought to you by Kia of Carson. This summer, find your next car or SUV at Kia of Carson. Hurry on in to Kia of Carson for the best selection off the 405 at the Carson exit. Go to KiaofCarson.com.
You know what, babe? I think we need a second story. Give me another week or two. Give me another week or two. We're going to turn this 1,200-square-foot home into 2,400 square feet.
The top five in the NBA was announced on ESPN yesterday. We'll tell you where LeBron ranked and why it is still just one of the most amazing things you're ever going to see. That's next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN. It has been a great start to the NFL season, and it's only getting better at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL. DraftKings is putting new customers in the center of the action with a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. Get in on that action now. It's simple. Just pick up your lineup, stay under the salary cap, and see how your team stacks up against the competition. Feel the NFL action like never before with a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. And the best part is you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. Download the DraftKings app now. Use the code Greeny, and this week new customers get a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. Again, that code is Greeny, only at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.